Right now, though, we are joined here in studio by Carl Steven. He is with the UT, or the Federalist Society, the University of Toledo Students Chapter of the Federalist Society, and they are sponsoring a debate over Roe v. Wade. Carl, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Thanks so much for having me in, guys.
Well, first off, tell us about the Federalist Society.
So the Federalist Society at UT is just one student chapter out of over 100 student chapters and many more lawyers' chapters across the country that foster open debate and discussion. They have panels, lunch panels, debates, speeches with commentary, all in the desire to foster conservative ideals, libertarian ideals, but at the same time to have a debate about those things. And the Federalist Society is very open with inviting people that do not agree with them, and our chapter does as well, to have a debate about the issues. Not that we're just putting one view, but come listen to both sides and decide what's the right view for you.
Little bit of a change in lineup. The original speakers was unable to make it. So who's going to be debating?
Stephen Aiden, the chief legal officer and general counsel for Americans United for Life. Catherine Foster, who's the president of that organization, had been planning on coming back out due to a lot of urgent litigation on a Supreme Court case they're working on. So it's unfortunate, but we move on.
kind of important. Supreme Court,
yeah.
Yeah. Federalist Society student debate.
Yeah.
Well, one has free pizza. Maybe if you threw in an extra pizza, you could have swayed her back.
Yeah, you never know.
They're not getting pizza at the Supreme Court, I can tell you that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah. So tell us about Americans United for Life. What do they do?
So they are a pro-life litigation organization that's been around since Roe versus Wade. They've been involved in all the main abortion decisions and fights before the United States Supreme Court. They're a small organization, probably have about 7 or 8 attorneys, but they're very involved. They write amicus briefs to the Supreme Court all the time and have done a lot of really great things.
So they'll obviously be debating one side of the issue. Who will be debating the other side?
So Jesse Hill will be arguing the pro-choice side of the debate, you could say. She's the Associate Dean for Academic Affairs and a professor of law at Case Western, just over in Cleveland. And she worked for the ACLU years ago before she was a law professor and a very distinguished debater and scholar.
So kind of give us the format of the debate. Will, like, members of the Federal Society be asking the questions? Will it be open to student questions? How's that going to work?
It will be, there'll be 2 15-minute opening statements. So Mr. Aiden and then Ms. Hill will each have a 15-minute opening statement. They'll each give a 7-minute rebuttal. And then after that, we'll open it up to question and answer, whereby anyone in attendance, students, et cetera, will have microphones being passed around and can ask a question and then ask Mr. Aiden or Ms. Hill, and then the other debater can respond if they like. So we'll have probably 15, 20 minutes of Q&A after that. And then about an hour event.
So a fairly open forum then.
To
allow people to come and ask different questions. Now, how often do you guys do debates like this? How often do you try to organize events like this?
So this semester we have 8 events alone. Every event is a speech with a commentary, so it's a debate of sorts, but we don't call it a debate. But usually debates 1 or 2 a year, because it's a much more big production, and you know, we can't do them every single week, but we try to have, you know, 1 or 2 a year. We've gotten some really good feedback from law students in particular, who might not even agree with the views we set forth. The fact that we have someone who disagrees with us at almost every event to challenge the view we're setting forth, you don't see that all the time, especially by student organizations. I think people see that we're trying to be reasonable. And
have you seen, because you do get to these opposing viewpoints, you know, I would imagine these are fairly respectful things. People aren't calling names and yelling at each other and stuff, which we don't see a lot in our culture. Let's be honest. You don't see a lot of respectful, honest debate. So if you're looking for that, especially as a law student, you know, these are issues you're going to be facing in your legal career. To hear a respectful, honest exchange, difference of ideas, I would imagine would be appealing, where it's not just name-calling and throwing out platitudes to each other.
Yeah, I mean, so often today it's social media wars, it's name-calling over the television screen, but to be able to have a reasonable discussion about things. Yes, you disagree, but we're still human beings made in the image of God. Let's treat each other in a civil manner, I think is important. Yeah.
And have a substantive debate, right? Because,
exactly.
I mean, with its name called, there's no substance there. No, it's just who gets the best zinger.
Exactly.
If we can substantively look at this issue from, you know, a legal point, a constitutional point, what are the arguments for this side? And sometimes it's good to learn, you know, what are the arguments for the pro-abortion side? Why do they believe what they believe? Mm-hmm. Why do they think the Constitution gives them this right? Other than, well, they're just jerks. Well, that's not really an answer. That's just, you know, let's find out what they really actually think, and they take those views. And if folks want to find out more information about the Federalist Society, other events that you guys have coming up, do you have a Facebook page, website that they can check out?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, Toledo Student Chapter of the Federalist Society's Facebook page, or Federalist Society-Toledo Student Chapter.
Hey, Carl, thanks so much for
thanks
being
so much for having me, guys.
You bet.